365 days has gone by. Where does the time fly? This exact same time last year, I was preparing for my blog launch, and I was on a mission. This grand idea was to quit my job to travel the world, write about my adventures, and share my experiences with all of you, all the while giving back whenever and wherever I can. But the ultimate goal was to get paid for doing it. Did I accomplish all of these goals? No. But did I accomplish at least some of them? Yes. So that's really a win for me. To be completely honest, before I sat down to write my reflections for the year, I was actually feeling pretty sad and disappointed. Disappointed because I started to feel as if I had failed. Failed, you might ask? Well, I quit my job as a hygienist at the end of January with the mindset that I would never have to go back to it because I would be able to support myself by just teaching yoga. Then, I also thought that since I decided that I was going to be a travel blogger, that I could just write, take cute photos and videos, and people would just start following me. Companies were just going to magically appear, flock to me, and pay me big bucks to write for them. Yeah, of course it was going to be that easy. Hello, boy, was I wrong. Why did I think that it was going to be that easy and that I was going to accomplish this all in one year? Why did I feel disappointed that I didn't succeed? That's just crazy talk. Going after and working towards living the life you've always dreamed of is not going to happen overnight, nor will it happen after just one year. When I actually sat down and intentionally thought about it, I started to feel a whole lot better about everything. Okay, so let's really think about this. In the last 365 days, I launched my blog. I took a huge leap by leaving a very secure job to pursue my dreams. I traveled to 10 different foreign countries. I've helped raise funds for a couple of charities and for a family in Cuba. I literally manifested a ticket to Burning Man. That was so epic. I let go of toxic relationships mentally and spiritually. I've grown to be so much more in tuned and aware of my surroundings and with myself. I was able to heal from deep-rooted childhood traumas working with ayahuasca, and I'm pretty sure I've met the man on my love list. It might be too soon to say, but let's see. I have my fingers crossed. The list goes on and on and on. These were just a few things that stood out the most in my mind, but damn, actually sitting down and having to think about all the things I've accomplished this year has made me realize that this year has been freaking epic. I was so crazy to be sad to think that I had failed. But sometimes that happens, and it's totally okay to feel sad. But when you feel a negative emotion like that, it's crucial that you don't just run away from it and suppress it, distracting yourself from what you're truly feeling, making yourself think that everything's okay when it's really not. That can really do damage to you because you're basically just sweeping it under the rug. And if you keep sweeping it under the rug, one day that rug is going to get so dirty that you can't sweep anything underneath it anymore. And then you'll be forced to face all of those negative feelings all at once. Like, kabam! Imagine if you had just dealt with the issue when it was minuscule. It would have been so much easier. So all in all, it's important to sit with all of your emotions, whether good or bad, and truly allow yourself to feel. There are going to be days that are tougher than others to face your problems, but I promise you, and I'm saying this from experience, that it'll be worth it in the long run.